Hey friends, it's the last day of June, and it's halfway through Pray Today 2021. If this has been an encouragement to you, if this has helped you in your prayer life, I want to encourage you to pass this along to somebody else. It's never too late for them to join in on this, but I want to encourage you, if it's helped you, to reach out to somebody else and say, hey, check this out. I think this might help you either develop a prayer life or just enhance your time with God. So I encourage you to do this. You know, Jesus said, your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. And so we know that Jesus said, you know, He knows before we ask Him. So the question might arise, well, why do we ask Him then? I want to read a quote from Philip Yancey in response to this question. It says, he could not mean that prayer is unnecessary, for Jesus' own life belied that. He could only mean that we need not strive to convince God to care. The Father already cares more than we can know. Prayer is not a matter of giving God new information. Instead of presenting requests as if God may not know them, it might be more appropriate to say, God, you know I need this. And then he goes on to say, he already cares for the things we pray about. He has simply been waiting for us to care about them with him. So that's what I want to make a goal, is praying in such a way that recognizes that God knows my prayers. He knows my needs. He even knows what I'm going to pray for. But let's not forget that it honors God when we pray. It honors God when we ask, and he's simply been waiting for us to care about them with him. We care about them. He cares about them. Let's care about them together. So think about that in regard to your prayers. Maybe you're someone who really focuses on the words that you choose, and you feel like you've got to get it just right when you ask God for something, or that when you pray, you have to have your words sound really good and really Christian-y. And I just want you to know, God doesn't care about that. God wants you to come and speak to him from your heart. He already knows your needs before you pray them, but he wants to come together with you. He wants to hear from you. You know, when a child comes to a parent with a need, the parent usually knows what that need is. The parent needs the child to ask. The parent wants to talk with it, to discuss this with the child, to talk about if this is good for them, if this is bad for them, to talk about what they'll do with this request. Let's pray together and ask God to help us put our guard down when it comes to talking to him. Lord, would you forgive us when we get so focused on how to pray or what to pray or what words to use? When we get so focused on how long or how short or how precise our prayers are? Father, when we begin to explain to you in great detail things that you already know, as if you don't understand us, as if we have to state it to a child, forgive us, Lord. We want to walk humbly with you, and we want to just talk with you. Would you help us to pay attention to the words we use and not worry about the way that we pray as much as the heart that's behind it, so that the words we use are just pouring our hearts out to you. God, I thank you so much that you have grown us through this first half of the year with prayer. Thank you that though we're still not perfect, though we still struggle, and we will continue to struggle, I pray that we'd be motivated to continue to grow the next half of this year in our prayer life, knowing that these habits will continue on past this year. God, for my friends who are hearing this today, I lift up their greatest needs to you. And I pray alongside of them for the greatest needs they have, for health of themselves, for health of those they love, for their very sustenance, Lord. for things that they need, and would you give us what we need more than you give us what we want? And Father, I pray that you would just allow us to be a light as we go out today, that our lives would continue to show the transformation that has happened in our soul. Thank you for these faithful followers of you, Lord, that pray with me each day. And would you continue to remind us that you've got a plan for us, for our lives, and that you will not waste anything you give us. May we make a decision to follow you and to offer you as a pleasing sacrifice our bodies to your service today and in the days to come. In Jesus' name, amen.